activities that you are naturally drawn to. Do you find deadlines stressful? Do emotional movies easily make you sad? Do you find it easy to introduce yourself to new people? These are just a few of the questions that the MBTI test asks to assess your personality. These questions are designed to identify how you score in four particular dimensions. Are you an introvert or an extrovert? Are you pragmatic or visionary? Do you use your head or follow your heart? Do you like rules and boundaries, or are you more carefree and flexible? Your scores in each dimension are then combined to form a four-letter acronym which represents your personality type. The 16 resulting types can be classified even further into four varying temperaments, which are the Guardians, ISFJ, ESFJ, ISTJ, ESTJ, the Rationals, ENTJ, INTJ, INTP, ENTP, the Artisans, ESTP, ISTP, ISFP, ESFP, and the Idealists, ENFP, INFP, INFJ, ENFJ. These temperaments explain why there are certain personality types that possess some similarities. The MBTI test was published in 1962 by Catherine Cook Briggs and her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers. They came up with the idea after studying Carl Jung's typological theories. Jung theorized that there are four functions by which an individual sees the world and makes decisions. Myers and Briggs took Jung's studies even further and developed a questionnaire that would evaluate a person's cognitive preferences. The test was originally meant for the women who struggled with finding jobs during the war. It was meant to help them identify which positions was the best fit for them. Since then, the MBTI test has now become one of the most popular and reliable personality assessments in existence. Hence, the MBTI is an essential tool for success, because self-awareness is the first step towards self-actualization. By knowing your MBTI score, you no longer have to follow a generalized guide to achieve your goals, but rather, you can gauge which approach will work best for your personality type. The four dimensions of the MBTI. What if you were faced with a life-changing decision? What decision-making process would you use? Are you the type of person who would list down the pros and cons of each choice to arrive at an objective decision? Or are you someone who relies on what your gut tells you? This is an example of one of the dimensions of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Test. The MBTI tells us that an individual's personality can be broken down into four separate dimensions. Each dimension refers to a different cognitive function: how you interact with other people, how you take in information from your surroundings, how you make decisions, and how you see the world. 1. Extroversion, E, versus introversion, I. Among all the dimensions, this is the most popular. However, the words extroversion and introversion mean slightly different things in the MBTI world. The first dimension refers to your energy levels and how you are affected by social interactions. If you are an extrovert, you gain energy from the stimulus of being surrounded by others. You feel alive and refreshed when there are a lot of things going on around you. In fact, extended periods of being alone make you feel sluggish and exhausted. On the other hand, introverts gain energy from solitude and isolation. If your dominant function is introversion, you become exhausted after being surrounded by many people for an extended period of time. It is not that you dislike other people, it is just that you need to spend time alone to get your energy levels back up again. 2. Sensing, S, versus intuition, N. The second dimension refers to your information gathering process. How do you gather data from your surroundings? If sensing is your dominant function, that means you use your five physical senses. As the name indicates, you only trust what you can touch.